You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now listening to the Mike's Opinion podcast. Thank you so much for listening. How you doing out there? Hey, I know we're still going through it. Wave 2 is big right now. We're 2 weeks out from Christmas. We're going to skate again today. If you listen to, I believe, the episode before last was another escape episode. It's entitled Space. Highly suggest you go check it out. Of all of those you know supporting me, I really, really, truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think most of us have experienced. I've definitely experienced, and I'm going to talk about it, myself, and share some of my experiences with you. But today's topic is deja vu. Have you ever had it? When I was researching deja vu, I didn't know really what I expected to find. You know, I guess I didn't really want to find anything. It's as mysterious as I thought. The jury is really out. There's no concrete reason. Now, for those of you who listen to the space episode and that listen to me generally, you know, I think the scientific community as well as the medical community, though very knowledgeable, still has a lot to learn and borders sometimes on being arrogant. And I say that only because, especially in the scientific community, astrologers and astrophysicists and physicists, molecular, biological, you know, all these types of sciences, they act like they know everything. Like they know it all. There's a famous, I believe he's an astrophysicist called Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I believe that's his name. And the black guy, power to the people, you know what I'm saying? But he just comes across as if he knows everything. And I've seen people pose questions to him. He just shoots them down with such bravado. Dude, I hope you can admit that there is a lot we have yet to learn and discover in physics and in science as a whole. If you ever happen to listen to this particular episode, and I mean, you know, disrespect, no ill will, your credentials are your credentials, your experience is your experience, your knowledge is your knowledge. However, we still have a lot to learn. When researching the topic of the subject of deja vu, nobody can say for sure what it is. And I was a little bit frustrated, I'll say. A little bit frustrated at a couple of the things that I did find online that deja vu could be attributed to mental illness. A lot of these psychologists, psychiatrists, think they've got it all figured out. You might be mentally ill, or you watch too many movies, or you travel too much, or, you know, something's wrong with you, in other words, if you experience deja vu. One key point that the psychiatrist noted that I couldn't dispute personally, but I've learned that other people still experience it later in years, and that is that it fades the older you get. For me personally, I haven't had it personally in a while. I did experience it, not often really, but I haven't experienced it lately. I want to. I'm not even going to lie. I'd love to experience, because the few times that I've experienced deja vu in my lifetime, it was powerful and it was overwhelming. And it was like you ever try to grab something real quick and you can't get a hold of it. I wanted to grab a hold of that power that in that moment, you know, Deja vu is a French word that should be kind of like obvious, right? And it's defined as the feeling that one has lived through the present situation before. Deja vu in French literally means already seen. Yeah. Some of the psychiatrists, some of the scientists that have done some research on deja vu said they attribute it to being under a lot of pressure, being in a fragile state or condition, which in my experience, when I experienced deja vu, was not the case. Not true at all. This just happened suddenly. It happened out of nowhere, and it was fleeting and quick. Have you ever had it? Have you ever experienced deja vu? Was it as powerful to you and memorable to you as it was to me? Without going into specifics, because frankly, the actual specifics on the day, the year, how old I was, I know where I was. I was in New York City. I was born and raised in New York City, as many of you know, and this happened, these instances of deja vu happened all in New York City while I was coming up. I believe the latest one I had, I was in my late teens. And while I don't remember the actual specifics of what I remembered or in that moment, I can remember actually some of it. Some of it. But, you know, I'm well over 50 now, and this is many, many moons ago, decades and decades ago, since my last memory of deja vu. Now, I do still have vivid dreams. And this might be TMI, but I'm also proud to say I'm in my 50s and I still wake up pitching that tent on a regular basis. I know you didn't need to know that, but I'm just saying I'm healthy. I've never been institutionalized, never been on any you know, hallucinogenic pharmaceuticals or anything like that. So I'm just trying to validate my sanity is what I'm trying to tell you. Never been, you know, diagnosed with any type of mental illness. Even though some of my people have said I'm a little crazy, but if you've listened to me now, I think this is season 2, episode, I think 11 or 12 or 13. You know, I think you should be able to determine, while I may have some different viewpoints than the societal norm on a variety of subjects, I am not insane. I am not insane. I am fully sane, capable, competent, and aware. So, that being said, you know, deja vu is a mystery. The scientific community, the medical community, nobody can say for sure what it is. Some people have speculated it's a paranormal event. Some people have said it's a parallel universe crossing lines. Some people say that it is a part of reincarnation. I don't know what it is either. I'm not trying to tell you I know what it is. In fact, that's what led me to do this episode, is the fact that I don't know what it is specifically or technically, but I do know that my experience was, the experiences of deja vu that I've had were incredible, memorable, and unforgettable, that's what memorable means, of course, but I just profound, like, wow. Okay. So, for me, without getting the specifics, on each occasion when I experience deja vu, it involved all the senses. Taste, touch, smell, sight, and hearing. All at once. And it lasted for several seconds. And I like I told you earlier, you know, it's feel like you're trying to grab something that's getting away, like a kite string or something that's trying to get away, but you can't quite grab it. I wanted to live in that space, in that moment, in that time, because I knew everything that was coming next for that instant. It was all overwhelmingly familiar. Overwhelmingly, I knew what was happening. I knew I had been in that moment before. How do you explain that? This isn't a hunch. This isn't a guess. This isn't speculation. This is an overwhelming assault on every sense that I have, combined knowing that this moment in time had been experienced before. Outstanding. It's amazing. If you've ever experienced it, and you know, I always urge people, write Mike's Opinion Show at gmail.com. Mike's Opinion Show at gmail.com. Let me know your experiences. You know, and I try to respond to everybody that writes. So I definitely appreciate that. But I'd love to know yours. Because I've read some about people that knew a car was about to cross the street, you know, was about to, it would have hit them. They moved, but somehow they knew. People that, you know, have known that, not to get on that flight because they had saw something happening. You know, things of that nature. I did quite a bit of reading and I started to include and read some of these instances, but I decided not to, for one, out of people's respect for people's privacy. I didn't want to share people. Even though it's on the internet and these blogs and different places that I found on different websites, but I didn't feel like maybe they wanted it shared, you know, with me sharing it. So I just didn't. But there are some really good stories out there. If you search online for deja vu stories, as I did, you'll find them. You'll find them. Also, I don't know if they're, you know, true or not. So I just thought I'd speak to my experience. I remember the latest one, like I said, I was in my teens, late teens, and I can't say for sure, 15, 16, 17, something like that. I remember being in the park playing basketball on a summer day in my projects in Harlem, bunches of people out. I had a good game. I was relaxed, was thirsty, hungry, was going to go upstairs and have some lunch. And I think I was going to see a girl that later that day. I had good feelings. It was a good day. It was a good summer day in New York City. Okay. So this was in the teens. So it had to be late 70s, early 80s. Okay. And I'm walking from the park back to my apartment building and bam, the kids playing in the park, the position of the sun, the smell of the wind. And my surroundings, the things that I'm hearing all were overwhelmingly familiar, for lack of a better word. I knew this moment. I knew this moment. I had been in this moment before. And before the feeling fades away, every time I've experienced, I've tried to look around. I've tried to grasp it. I've tried to grasp, to stay in that moment, the knowing moment, the knowing everything that's there. And it goes, it comes boom, fast and hard, and it leaves equally as quick. Some people think it's a glitch in the matrix. There are those that think this is the ultimate virtual reality. Right? If you think about that for a moment, and I did a lot of thought. I thought about a lot about this. We keep developing these technologies. As of today, December 2020, we have augmented reality where you can electronically put something that looks real through a screen into your space. Okay, they have it on the Nintendo Switch with Mario Kart. They have all these things, right? Virtual reality. It's been around for a long time. So I saw a real interesting episode of Black Mirror, the series. Kind of like a Twilight Zone-ish thing, but not really. But if you ever get to check the series out, do check it out. It's very entertaining. For those of you who know, I don't watch a lot of television or series and stuff like that, but stuff like Twilight Zone, stuff like that catches my interest. I know for a fact we have 4K televisions now. 8K is coming out. My whole point to saying all of this is the immersiveness in an experience that, you know, delves you deeply into an environment from an auditory stimulation, a visual stimulation, and a mind stimulation. Now, we have yet to do smell-o-vision with the smell, or the touch is somewhat simulated. I remember being at the mall once and experienced virtual reality. They had you sit in, I think it was like a fake, you know, airplane or car, and you can experience, you know, roller coaster rides. And with that physical stimulation along with the visual stimulation, it was very realistic. I mean, the roller coaster one, I felt nauseous in my stomach, you know, just like you would on a real roller coaster. I'm saying all that to say, if we have that now, who's to say we cannot design a real virtual life's existence? Right? Suppose what we deem reality isn't. Suppose this is actual virtual, or virtual actual, virtually actual. I'm just coining that term right now. I haven't heard it anywhere. The Mike's Opinion Show, mid-December 2020, coins the term virtually actual, or actually virtual. Yeah. Because deja vu could be that small system reset, that glitch in the system. If we discover 100 years from now, 1,000, a millennia from now, can you imagine what's going to be technologically able in 1,000 years? Huh? And 3,020? We'll all be dead and gone, most likely. We haven't cracked immortality yet. Technology is proceeding at and growing at an exponential rate. So who's to say we won't be able to create a universe? I remember my sister, who's awesome, by the way, and I'm urging her to start her own podcast. My sister should have her own podcast. I love you, sis. If you listen to this, my sister and her husband used to be heavy into World of Warcraft many, many years ago. And I remember her telling me one day, it's an endless world. It never ends. They just keep building upon it and building upon it. There are things like my son plays now, like Minecraft. Somebody has duplicated the entire Earth in detail on Minecraft. Once again, my point is, these virtual worlds exist and they're becoming more and more immersive. When I experience deja vu each time, it didn't feel like a video game. It didn't smell taste or look like a video game, because deja vu took over my eyesight. Deja vu took over my hearing. Deja vu took over my smell. The way my body felt. I like jumped to a future moment while I was in a moment. Okay? And this is why for me and other experiences, it's so devastating is not the word, but so immersive, so profound, so disturbing, so real. It's because when you experience it, you experience it in its entirety through all that you are in your body, in your physicality. So what is it? What is it? I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. I can speculate is the best that I can do. And I theorize that it could be some form of virtual actuality or actual virtuality. How many gigabytes, terabytes would it take, and whatever's past terabytes, to make an entire reality that you can go into and live there and feel it and experience it as reality? How far are we away from creating that? Is that who God is? Huh? Is God just a futuristic computer programmer or software developer? What hardware is this reality playing on? If that's the case. Right? We're getting closer and closer. When I say we, I mean human beings. We're getting closer and closer to figuring something out. What that something is, I don't know. I don't know. I know we have people that live off planet in the space station, in the International Space Station. I know we have rovers and observers on other planets. I know right now I can in real time speak to somebody and look at them through a screen who's on the other side of the planet. Yes. All things we take for granted right now. Most of us do not know how the technology works, and we don't really care to know. All we know is that it works. And this is 2020. If you do a little research on what's on the horizon from a tech standpoint, that's literally kind of, right around the corner. Like I said, 8K TV. And I've said this in other episodes. How clear can this shit get? I mean, come on. I'm a black and white TV where you had to get up and turn the channel. In the projects, I had a hanger as the antenna because the antenna had long since broke, before remote controls, before color television, before high definition television and UHD, ultra HD, but the 8K televisions are around the corner. Now people binge watch for hours, days. Some people play computer games until they get lesions and they forget to eat. In rare instances, people have died because they got blood clots because they sat in the same position for too long. This is real. So immersive that they forget to eat, use the bathroom, bathe, or move other than the hands to move the controls. Yes. We are here in the future. Uber is getting ready to test their flying taxis, their flying Ubers. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. I know I digress a lot, but it's all connected. I don't digress for no reason. I'm always trying to tie in the points. And I might go veer way out here, but it's all looping right back. Deja vu for me was something that I'll never forget. And though it was unexpected and powerful, it's something I would love to experience again. And I have to say to the psychiatrist and psychologist that think they know what it is, how dare you? Because you don't. And all these people that think they know the mind, that think they know all people and they can, you know, take notes and listen to you and figure you out and prescribe something and fix you. I, at the risk of sounding harsh and frank, fuck you. I don't mean that in a bad way. I know it sounds harsh. But human beings are so complex, so diverse. There is no normal. There's no normal. Okay? Those fringe items. Now, yes, most of us don't kill people. Most of us just don't go up and slap somebody. So those are norms, I guess, right? Those can be considered normal behavior. Yeah. But just like shoes all have soles, on top of those soles is a world of difference. Right? World of difference. So, us humans, figuratively speaking, all have that shoe soul. We all have that. It makes us human. We don't kill people. We don't, you know, do stuff like that. That is our soul of the shoe. But on top of that, it's diverse. We're all different. We all think different. We all do things. And when you apply deja vu to that, it doesn't make a person crazy. It doesn't make a person abnormal. Maybe it makes us special. Maybe those of us that experience that have something. Maybe it's another life. Maybe it's one of the multiverses. Maybe it's a parallel universe. I won't rule out that it might be. I don't know everything either. So I cannot rule out that it might be a mental condition. However, the reason why I am inclined to rule that out is based on my personal experience. Because I wasn't under pressure, because I'm not mentally ill, because I don't have any of the parameters, any of the reasons that the medical community attributes to deja vu, I dare say it is something far different. It is not, for me, a mental condition, and I dare say for many others. So what is it? What is this existence that we have? What is this plane of reality that we're on and in? And when that deja vu happens, what's crossing? What's happening? What's interacting in that moment? For me, it's like I said, it's more than a mind thing. It is my entire body experiences deja vu. Not just my mind. My entire physical being experiences deja vu. So, when I'm tied in to this glitch, for lack of a better word, this intertwining of time and existence and space that collides with another of that same instance. I wish I could hold that. I wish I could explore that. I wish I could trigger that. You know, I wish I could trigger that. That would be great. I wish I could say, I want to go into the deja vu right now. And be in that knowing. That knowing everything that's going to happen. I'm frustrated. I got to tell you. Just because how awesome that moment is, I want that. I want that power. That knowing. What would you do if you knew what was going to happen in your life before it happened? How could that be useful to you? If I knew right now what was going to happen tomorrow, or even a few seconds from now, that would be useful and interesting, right? Wouldn't it? Yes, I think so. I always like to explore the unknown. On that note, I'm still working on my UFO alien series. It was too big for me to do for one show with the experiences that I've had, the things that I've learned, the things that I'm interested in, the things that are going on, the recent revelations from the government and the Navy. You know, there's so much going on there. So it's going to be a series, just like my healing series, my 7-part healing series. I'm fascinated by this world, and everybody that listens to me knows it. I'm in awe. I'm always a wonderment person. I wanted to explore deja vu. And strangely, there's really not a lot of information out there that just isn't redundant. It just doesn't say the same thing because nobody knows. The small amount of research, like I said, have been by these head doctors, right? These psychiatrists, psychologists, and they're just exploring it as some mental illness. Some kind of crazy. According to the medical, let me read this real to you real quick. And this came from several sources, including Wikipedia. There's two types of deja vu that are recognized. There's the pathological deja vu, usually associated with epilepsy, or that which, when usually prolonged or frequent or associated with symptoms such as high hallucinations, may be an indicator of neurological or psychiatric illness. That's the first form. That's officially acknowledged. A neurological disorder. You're fucked up if you get deja vu, is what they're saying. You can miss me with that. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. And that is because of who I am, who I have no neurological disorders, and because of the times I've experienced it. Like I said, I just shared the latest with you when I was about in my late teens, mid to late teens, and I a couple times before that. You know, so no. For me, that's not what that was. I can't really speak for anyone else, but for me, deja vu is not that. It is not a neurological disorder. The other type is a non-pathological type, characteristic of healthy people, about 2/3 of whom have had deja vu experiences. People who travel more or watch more movies are more likely to experience deja vu than others. Once again, fuck you and fuck that. You're going to tell me if I watch more movies or if I travel more. Now, you know what? I really don't mean to be profane. I apologize. But that's how I feel about it. But the travel more stood out to me. Watching more movies, not so much. But the travel more. I have been fortunate enough to travel many places. I've traveled abroad, and there is something to mixing time zones in a shorter period of time. It affects your body. Now, this may be due to circadian rhythms, right? This may also be traveling long distances in short periods of time. And something to that, because jet lag is real. And I have traveled, and before the time, my body can adjust to the time zone difference. Like I might be 9 hours ahead or 6 hours behind where I'm normally at. It's instant once I land that my body has felt the effects of that traveling at 500-600 miles per hour. So I would be more inclined to say traveling could affect or contribute to deja vu. I'm no doctor. I'm no scientist. I'm just telling you Mike's opinion. Okay, that's how I feel about that. That stood out to me when I read that. I said travel could be a contributor. Goes on to say, furthermore, people also tend to experience deja vu more in fragile conditions or under high pressure, and research shows that the experience of deja vu also decreases with age. Now, when I had these underlined in my notes, couple things that I just read, because it has declined with me. To my recollection, it's been over 40 years since I've experienced deja vu. Sadly, regrettably, I'll tell you, because each instance of deja vu is something I've enjoyed and embraced and wanted it to come back. I wanted to stay in that deja vu moment for much longer than I experienced it. So maybe these researchers know what they're talking about. I don't know. I'm no neurologist. I'm no psychologist. I'm no psychiatrist. However, I am an intelligent human, and I have absorbed a great deal of knowledge. I have not acquired a medical degree. While I do have a degree, I don't have a medical degree. I'm not a doctor. Though, I possess a thirst for knowledge. So, the fact that I have not experienced it in a long time, I can't knock that tidbit of information in this article, right? But I was not under high pressure. I was not under fragile state, you know. So it's still a mystery. I think these scientists cannot say without a doubt that they know what deja vu is. Everything that I've read when I was doing research for this episode, it's clear nobody knows for sure. Even in the paranormal world, you know, there are people say, well, your worlds, your souls, you know, you ever been to a palm reader? I have never been to a tarot card reader or anything. I do own a couple of crystal balls though, but I've never tried to do a seance or anything like that. I'm fascinated with crystal balls. I enjoy them. They look cool. But I've never tried to summon anything or look deeply into it with the lights off or something like that. You know, maybe I should try that. But I wanted to do an episode on deja vu and just share with you my experiences, share with you what I've learned. And I really, like I said, like to hear from you. If you've had it lately or if you remember any of your deja vu, shoot me an email at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. That's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Or you can find me Mike's Opinion or Mike's Opinion Podcast at, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can find me, message me anywhere you want. Slide into my DMs, because I would really love to hear from you on that note and your deja vu experiences. Also, for my upcoming series. If you've had any UFO experiences, you can share those with me as well. I'm very receptive, very open-minded. I can weed out, you know, fakes. So don't waste my time if you're just playing games. I'd really appreciate that. But deja vu, y'all. I'm sitting here while I'm recording this, and I'm just thinking about those moments and the wow factor, because I want to know what it is. I know what I think it isn't, but I want to know what deja vu is. Already seen. That's what deja vu means in French. Thank you. I hope you and yours are safe. I wish you well. I'm Mike, and this is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.